Welcome to the Post Purchase Pro Podcast.
This is the only podcast that dives deep into post-purchase marketing to help Amazon sellers increase sales, ranking, reviews, and profits. It's everything that happens after the initial sale that makes a difference. We call this the back end.
Welcome back to another episode of the Post Purchase Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest who I am happy to bring onto stage with me, Mr. Sachin, founder of Fulon. So, Sachin, I'm super excited to talk to you today because you and I see the world the exact same way. We understand that a customer is a real relationship. They're a real person, and they need to be nurtured so we can have an ongoing profitable relationship. So, Sachin, welcome to the Post Purchase Podcast.
Thank you so much, Sid. It's an honor to be here, and it's amazing to come and talk about what we have in similar and possibly learn from you as well.
Yeah, I would love to dig into your brain because, like you said before the call, you love the data, and that's where all the insights are, right? So
absolutely.
Start at the beginning, and how did you get into this world of data, and then what are you discovering about customers that maybe some other sellers out there are missing?
Well, yes, I just go a little bit back of sort of my background here. I was more into technology right from the start and then moved into financial banking where I was working with the numbers all the time, the risk management and creating the mathematical models. So that's where my insights came. But eventually, fast forward now from last 6-7 years working in this project where working with the customer insights. And one thing I realized, I've seen so many Amazon sellers, what they focus on is what Mr. Jeff Bezos want him to focus on, right? Okay, look at your product. Okay, go and have the Amazon ads. I'm going to do that. So basically, the whole product mindset is there. And I said, hang on, something is wrong because Jeff says, focus on your customer. This is what the brand Amazon talks about. So why we are not doing it? And then I realized there's a whole important power of the data. This is what they're doing in the Amazon. How recently someone is buying. So have you seen this in the page? It says customer who bought this also bought this.
Of course.
Most preferred and all of those things is there. And none of the data is with us. It's with them. So how I can pull that data and create something similarity. So what insights we got was tremendous. And I'll just give one example. One of the companies who has got the clicker. And when I pulled the data and realized, dude, you know, you have got one customer who has given you a $10,000 of sale in the last 6 months. And says, what? And you know that he has actually contacted you via support and you have got the email and the order ID. What you've done with that? So, oh my God, I didn't even know about that. And all of those insights was coming so powerfully. So, I mean, there's a lot of power in that data and drilling down. But important is to understand that what is the insight you would like to see and how you can nurture that.
Yeah, that's a beautiful picture of what's happening. I mean, when we were building our own brands, Sachin, we had one customer, as we looked through the data, buy the same exact product from us 27 different times. And it's not a consumable product. And it's like, what the world's going on here? And those customers are so valuable. And yet a lot of times, as a seller, we go out there looking for a new customer instead of taking care of the customer that we already have spent that time and money to attract. And then we ignore the real people that have already purchased from us before, which is, in my opinion, in our business, where all the profit comes from, because I don't have to spend money on ads to sell that same customer 26 more times. You know, in my business, all I had to do was email him, right?
Absolutely.
Yes. So, Sachin, what are you seeing, you know, in the Amazon seller world? What's the best way to start doing this?
So I think first is to understand why you are here, why you are in that business. That's a core thing. Because if you say, I'm here to sell the products, I mean, that's not a business. You're here to serve somebody. And who is that somebody? Do you understand their pain or not? That's the core inside of it, if I say. If you are not building a resilient brand, it means you need to go inside your customer minds very, very strongly there. So once you have that mindset that you are not targeting the customer, I'm choosing the right word, it's not target, how you can serve the customers. So that's the core idea of it, how you can actually serve them. If that mindset is there, whatever happens, your support, your sales page, and everything is going to come one insight. And you will see from the data how you can serve that. I can give an example there. I mean, I talked about this. We did some insights, and what we look into it is not only the repeat purchases. I mean, that's one of the behaviors. We also see, as this customer is in subscribe and save as well. Okay, has he done the subscribe? How many offers he has bought so far? Is there any products he is buying which is different from the regular trends of it, and all of those scenarios as well? So over a period of time, like you've given an example of somebody has purchased the same product, which is not even consumable, 27 times. And I've seen many, many times. And I said, who you are to decide that that buyer can only buy once from you. It's the buyer has to decide that, right? And we realize is that customer itself is a customer from the BAE systems, and he is the manager. And I said, what's stopping you to give a phone call to this dude? And basically, he it might be a sale. And he just gave say, thank you so much. And said, well, I like your clicker so much. I couldn't find something like this. I want to have it for my employees, all of the employees. And he got the business. And one of the insights we have seen is the customer is business, or and one of the customers was some. Most of the sales was happening from the educational system for the clickers. And that was a powerful insight. Okay, educational system. So can I spend my money not on random ad spend and things? I'll spend the money on a specific location for that educational institutes. And trust me, Sid, most of the things come from word of mouth. It's your customer has to pay. They have to stay and refer. So I said it's PSR method, because that's where you will find the real value once you understand that.
Yeah. So Sachin, if I'm an Amazon seller and I have a product, I'm selling on Amazon, I feel like the only things I can do really are make my listing look better. These customers that I'm seeing, I just see them as order IDs. They're not real people, but they are. So, but Amazon puts this wall in between us sellers and the customers, because they don't really make it very easy to communicate with them. They don't give us any of the information. They want to keep that for themselves because they know how valuable the customer information is. Yes. So how do we start to break down that wall and build our own customer list? Do you have any insight there?
Yes. I mean, you said there is a wall. I agree there's a wall, but it's not a Chinese wall which cannot be broken. It's a wall. I can understand that. Well, the customer is buying from you, and buying for a reason. So there are two ways customer comes. The first is they just don't know. They just love Amazon. Like my wife does. She buys so many stuff, right, all the time, and not looking at which brand is that and things like this. But there are ways to tap into it, and the reason is when someone bought from you, or maybe someone would have not bought from you at all. I mean, there is ways to capture that. How many gates you have opened so far for the customers to come from? I guess we have bought almost 70, 80 different products in the last 3 months, and none of them has given me any aha moment when I open that and things like this. So that's one thing. And even the branding, even the websites, it's basically your pixel estate. It's your digital estates, how open you are. Now, one of the examples was the customer support. I mean, this I'm going back to the same example of technology where someone bought a technology product and then they're looking for a manual, and their product was like beautifully packaged and the brand was visible. What they do is just go to the Google and do the stuff. And if you are able to capture that straight away, and this is what happens all the time. I have seen the conversion rates just for downloading the manual. And even the order ID is optional there, you know. So, and people give those details. Now, said one thing very important in that is you're not just capturing the email ID. Yeah. So, because if you have just the email ID, you can just send a message because you do not know the customer, who they are.
Yeah.
Now, think about, said you bought something 10 different times. Yeah. I don't know from the Amazon database that actually this guy is it, right? Now, you came across and somehow visited the site for support and things, and you just give this order ID to me, and the system actually automates that. Now this data is very powerful. First is a contactable information where I can do some messaging with you. Mm-hmm. And another is the whole purchase behaviors of yours. And that's a wonderful information you need. If you have the emails, your messaging won't be right. You're not segmenting to the right person. This set can give you tens of thousands of dollars if it's me, I might just give you $10 of sales because I'm looking for a cheap sale. So you don't want to have these sort of customers. You need to focus your energy on the right individuals. And this is what is the data insights gives. So how you connect that. So one area I mentioned is how you can open the gates. And I've seen the customer supports, the varieties of things which come across where the consumer would like to connect. Nutrition products, moms, they buy some nutritional products, they come back and see some things, how you can create this thing. And I'll go back to one thing again, said is, do you love your customers? If you love, you'll find the ways to contact them and they will reach out to you. So that's the core idea. It's an organic growth for me, because you would like to see the customers who come to you, you're able to serve them, they will come back and buy more. Not only they buy more, they actually refer as well.
So Sachin, that's a really great insight. And actually, one of the products that we were selling 2014, around that time frame, it was a shredded memory foam pillow when it was really tightly compressed. And because it was vacuum sealed, it was really lumpy when the customer would take it out of the packaging. And we kept getting tons of bad reviews and returns because the customers were dealing with this lumpy pillow, when in fact, the only thing that they had to do was put it in the dryer for 10 minutes. And that's so we put a stop sign on the outside of that pillow and we said, hey, before you open this, watch this very important instructional video. Well, Sachin, what happened was 88% of our customers came and watched that video and they chose to opt in. So we built this massive email list that we could launch our products to. And I think that's what you're saying is care about the customer first and add value to the purchase, and then good things happen, right?
That's right. I think I met Sean in Manchester last year, and one of the ideas he was talking about is splitting your listing based on the needs of the customer, whether it's orthopedic stuff and things like this. But it's also coming from, not as a hack, but it's actually understanding who is your customer is. And you can have the same stuff selling for more because that's the clientele you have targeted there straight away. And this is what you would like to serve.
So Sachin, what are some of the other things that you do with the insights that you're gathering? So now you know who your customers are. Are you making changes on your listings? Are you building new listings that target and speak to one customer? Like, where's the biggest opportunity right now for sellers once they understand their customer and they have that data? What should we do?
Well, okay. First is, what do you mean by understanding the customer? That's a very important thing as well. One is the point is, in your overall sort of growth, one of the important factors is just not the lifetime value of a customer, actually, that's important, but also the importance of RFM, recency, frequency, and monetary. And if somebody don't know that, but you will see all the time in Amazon, recency means how recently a customer is buying from you. Is he buying every month and things like this? Yeah. And how frequently they're buying and how much money they've spent so far on you. Now, this is known as RFM, and RFM has been, you can classify that and create the whole metrics of that. And figure out, pinpoint, is this your champion customers? Is this your loyal customers? Is it going to be about to sleep and all of those? Now we have categorized 7 different types, basically. Okay, each customer, we have the category for that. It's a brand new customer. Okay, there's an opportunity. You know, once after there's an opportunity, or it's going to sleep now, guys. I mean, do something with that. So we have created this, and as and when things is coming up, our messaging becomes very, very personalized based on the products, which phases they are. Now, that is a very powerful stuff if you can do that. So that's one thing. And other part we see is the retention rate. And that's important because the customer who bought from you, are you able to retain it? And trust me, said for the baby products and consumable products, we have seen it's gone from like 15% to 78%. And that was tremendous. And over a period of 6 months, we have seen such a huge volume of increase because we are able to target subscribe and save as well, able to maintain the subscribe and save, because I've seen subscribe and save people buy for even 5% discount and then they cancel it the next month. Yeah. And that has been maintained because of that communications and the love and care, because that's visible all across in your ethos and the mindset. So that's one part of understanding the data, RFMs, customer segmentations and things, and how you can then actually personalize those things. And that points is 80-20, where you might have handful of customers, but they're like big shots. I mean, they're like really, really big shots, bulk buyers. Can you build that relationship with them? A business buyer. So it's not just an automation strategy I always talk about. It's a relationship. Go out and figure it out who they are and build that in those areas.
Yeah, I love it, Sachin. I love the entire approach because it's really about thinking about the person that's actually benefiting from your product and serving them again and again and again. And they not only benefit with value from your company and your products, but then you benefit as well because you get to serve that same customer essentially for free because you don't have to go out there and spend money on ads to find brand new customers all the time. You get to have a more profitable relationship and they get to get more value from you. So it's a win-win-win. So Sachin, let's talk about your company a little bit. You founded this company Full On, and what do you guys actually do and how can you help sellers out there?
Well, so it came out of a need because I was once a seller and realized it is not my ikigai or sort of things to do. One thing I love is creating the systems and the automation. So the Full On has been designed out of the need when we saw that the customer insights are missing. Because the data is not there, it's how we can build that. And this Full On, what it does, it's basically a growth operating system which can do your email marketing, your social media campaigns, even make a very nice automated funnels, amazing automated funnels, which is seems impossible, and you can do it in like 5 or 10 minutes there straight away. So it's a whole approach of looking at your data, create the marketing strategies, build that in the email marketing systems and text marketing systems, and also create the nice funnels there. So that's the idea here. And we take only a handful of clients because what we're trying to target is how we can enhance the data, how we can do the predictions through the AIs. Things has been advanced, isn't it, Seth, you know, after the chat GPTs and all of this. So yeah. there is an easy way to, across reference, create the actual behavioral pattern for your customers, looking at the psychographics and the external data. So we are working on those areas of it with a couple of brands to understand if our AI is matching with the profiles of the customers, and also cross-referencing. You know, okay, sometimes you have seen the sale in December happened so crazy. You said, okay, let me buy, spend all the money on this product. Next year, it's going to be selling again. And you realize nobody is buying after that. So there's a predictive modeling we are trying to create. How much inventory is essential, because cash flow is so important. If you don't have cash flow, you will not survive at all. That you might have a big valuation of your company, but you need a cash flow straight away. So how we can minimize that, how we can give the right predictions there. So we are working on those areas now.
I love it. So Sachin, who's the perfect seller for you? Who is ready to do what you guys, or for what you guys do?
Well, from our perspective, anyone who actually is building the brand on two aspects, profit margin, 100%, but also about they actually know about the customers and they actually care about the customers. I've seen sellers who came for money, which I was once in my life as well, and failed miserably because I hate the kitchen products, and I launched the kitchen products, right? So that's not the idea here. Someone who actually would like to create a brand. And I say it's brand when brand means your customers, not your products. Product is a medium. And one of the things is you're not relying on the Amazon. You need to build a resilient brand. When I say resilient, very strongly resilient, where you know your customers, you have the right customers, and you can engage them. Even if Amazon says, go out of my system, which happens most of the time, listing, barring, and things like this, you are still able to scale up and launch back again. So this is where we're looking for, even if you're a startup, but you have this mindset, you're good to go.
Very good. So Sachin, we are officially out of time, but I do want you to tell people where to find out more about you. Where should people go to learn more about you and your company?
Well, the website is fullon.co, fullon.co. That's one. And I've given something special for your audiences as well. The all insights, what I was talking about, one is sort of a free insight, but we'll go deep into that. Plus a conversation with me one-on-one. Okay, what you will uncover. I'll offer that to all of your audiences, which will give them the powerful steps, what next actions they can take.
We really appreciate it, Sachin. Thanks so much for being a guest on the Post Purchase Podcast. I'll see you on a future episode, I'm sure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. Cheers.